Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Unmasked and Identified Radio. Today we have the beautiful Angel Richards on with us. And to me, it's like Christmas all over again from last year because I have been waiting to speak to her. I didn't know the approach, but God had everything in line. Welcome, Miss Angel Richards. Are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing really, really well. How are you?
Awesome. Glad to hear that. I'm doing great. No complaints.
Yeah. I am so honored that you are on here. You're like at my 10 top list to have people interview way before I started doing this. So I'm really geeked up, and not just for saying it, because you are an inspiration, not just to me, but until other women too. So I really want to just let you have the floor for a while so you can tell people about your book, and I'll jump in maybe after 2 minutes, because I know that that is something that has been a long time coming for you, and I've been following your journey ever since 2010, you know, behind the scenes and everything and tiptoeing around, but I'm like, I'm so in awe of what you are doing for women, because you are a total inspiration. You've helped me in ways that I can't even begin to imagine, because I always use you as a tool. Like, if she got through this, then how can I find my way of getting back from this point to this point? And you have really, really helped me in my journey, and I thank you and I honor you for that.
Wow. Well, that's such a blessing to hear that. You know, I truly believe that we're blessed to be a blessing. And so just to hear somebody say, you've helped me, is all I live for, because if I could just help one person, you know, that's, I feel like my work is done, but I know there are thousands of women, millions of women that can be impacted. So a little about me, I'm Angel Richards, and I'm the CEO of HelpingOthersTransform.com and the founder of ClutterFreeSociety.com. And what I do as a life coach is empower women to use three things: clarity, confidence, and courage to get what they want. And what I believe is at the top of the list of what we all want is more peace, more happiness, and more success in all areas of our life. And so as a clarity coach and a life coach, that's where I really put all my focus and energy, is to help women to start to create and cultivate the life that they want to live. And as you shared, I have been through a lot of challenges in life, being a single mom of four, being, you know, molested and raped as a young girl, being in abusive relationships, being abandoned, you know, being a 13-year classroom teacher and seeing so much and experiencing so much, to taking the leap just a year ago and leaving the classroom and going full-time in my life coaching business, to becoming an author a year later. It's just so many great things that have happened, but I've been through a lot. And I believe that a lot of the bad things that happened early on really position me for where I am today, to be able to empower and to not just speak from theory, but to speak from a place of experience and understanding and passion, because I'm really passionate about helping women overcome their challenges. So I just thank you so much for allowing me to share this space with you today.
Oh, no worries. And you know what? You're a strong woman, and I see that all the time. You know, you pour your heart out to women, and you're raw when it comes to helping women. Like, you don't sugarcoat anything. Can you share with us how you developed your strength in overcoming your past?
Absolutely. So, you know, I've come from a tough cookie type of family. There's a lot of tough cookies in my family, especially the women. Because of the things that we've been through in our past, as I shared a couple of things, you know, being molested, being raped, women have been, you know, not just me, but that's something that I believe is a generational curse that we've dealt with a lot throughout the generations of my family. Also abusive relationships and just a lack of faith and courage. And so seeing the women in my family be so strong helped me to develop a lot of the strength that I have. But what I realized was that that strength that I was putting into my career, into my relationships, into my life as a whole, wasn't healthy. And it was coming from a place of fear. It was coming from a place of lack. It was coming from a place of anger and bitterness. And so I realized over time that that way of being, that strength that I had, that independence that I had, that power that I had, was false. And it was hurting me more than it was helping me. So I slowly started to realize that I needed to build a relationship with God and get my strength from Him. And I needed to relinquish a lot of my ways and mindset and beliefs that were holding me back. And when I was able to do that, slowly but surely, I was able to transform my life, which led me to wanting to help other people transform their lives. I went on that journey from clutter to clarity, and I go on that journey on a daily basis because some of that stuff's so deeply rooted in me that I find myself sometimes, you know, experiencing certain challenges or having certain conversations or certain things will trigger that old me, and then I have to catch myself and say, I've come too far. That's not who God created you to be. That is not going to glorify him. That's not going to get you to where you want to be. And I have to hold on to my power instead of giving it away like I used to. And I have to maintain self-control and self-mastery so that I can stay at this space where I am, which is what I call a clutter-free space. So a lot of the strength first came from my family, but again, it was a false level of strength, which I think a lot of women have. And my true strength and what allows me to get through the challenges of my life today is God. It's the strength that he gives me, and that strength comes through knowing who I am, knowing my purpose, being in tune with, you know, my emotions as a woman, as a mother. So the more I got to know me, the more I got to know God, and then the easier it was for me to be strong in a healthy way.
Beautiful. You just was all into my next question. But that's beautiful. You impact so many women on a daily, and you just came out with your clutter-free classroom. But how did you develop your strength in wanting to share your story with other women when you first got started?
So it's so funny because when I first got started, I didn't even like women, to be honest with you, because of all the challenges that I experienced in life and some things that happened earlier on where I felt like the women in my life should have helped me more or protected me more or been a better example. I held a lot of resentment towards women. And so as I was coming into this space of personal development and life coaching, it was a struggle at first because it was me basically being obedient to what God called me to do. Not necessarily something I felt that I really wanted to do. I wanted to share my story. I wanted to kind of even vent, so to speak, because I had overcome so much, and I was just like, I want to tell the world that I'm not where I used to be. But I really didn't have a heart for women when I first started. But over time, as women that I believe were divinely assigned to me started to come in my life and cross paths or, you know, just really connect with me, I realized that this was less about me and more about them. And I started to see that a lot of what I experienced was less about me, but was more so that I can help them in this season. And so I developed over time a passion for women. I developed over time a heart for helping other women because before I threw it, we'll all be all right or figure it out or you'll be okay or, you know what, that's what you get. And that was the mindset that I had because of that hurt and pain that I had experienced. And so being able to give other women strength and being able to encourage them and empower them, whether it's through my book or Clutter-Free Society or the Clutter-Free Classroom, no matter where it is, I feel really good about that because I just know that this wasn't where I was always at. And I think people have to understand that the things that we go through and experience, the reason we got to get the lesson out of it and we have to learn and grow through it is because it's not even for us. And it's for people that we may not know, people we may not like, people we may have never suspected. But God knows our plan. He knows his plan. And he's working it all out for our good to make sure that his plan happens and that he's glorified in through it all. So it's just really funny that I do this today. I mean, I've been doing this for 7 years now, but to me it still is a trip because I just never would have saw myself. I was that girl who had all the male friends and, you know, didn't hang out with a lot of females. And just to see me today, like, surrounded by thousands of women on a day-to-day basis is crazy.
I can imagine, like, you're so transparent. And your teachings and everything, and I don't even know what goes on behind the scene, but I will because I will be joining your class. There's no more lack in that because I feel like I've always been connected to what you do, but just on the mm-hmm. front side. And I always had a passion to learn from you because you've helped me develop my own coaching business. It's slowly but surely because I'm all like, okay, well, I have to start this and telling my story. We have certain similarities of, you know, victimization, all that. And I want to know, how does the women that you coach, how does that impact your life to keep you grounded and to sustain you as a life coach?
Wow, you know what? I'm a little different than a lot of other coaches out there that I've come across. And what I share with the ladies all the time is that we are on our clutter-free journey. We are healing. We are growing. We are learning. We are empowered. And it's a us thing for me, which is why I created Clutter-Free Society, a group of women, a community of women that are like-minded, like-hearted, like-spirited, that want to achieve the same goals, you know, more happiness, more peace, more success, more love, more financial freedom. And so it's us. It's not me and them. You know, I'm the coach, you're the student, or I'm the coach, the teacher, you're the mentee. I don't operate from that space, and I think that's what builds such a strong community and such a strong tribe, is because they know that I'm right here with them. I don't think I'm better than them. I don't judge them. I don't criticize them. I will hold you accountable. You know, I will bring correctness where correctness is due, but I love them, and they know that comes from a genuine space. And like you said, I'm very transparent, so they also know I'm not perfect, and they also know that I've been there and done that. And if I'm sharing this with you, it's because I know you don't have to go through that. We don't have to experience everything for ourselves to learn. We can learn from other people. And so in the classroom and through the coaching that I do, the women are able to learn from me, but they trust me and they're connected to me because I am who I am. I don't try to be anyone else. I don't know how to do that. I tried it when I was younger. It didn't work. So I just decided to be Angel Richards, and whoever's, you know, rolling with me is rolling with me. And so that's kind of how it is. I just am able to impact lives and have influence because I'm just being who I am and doing what called me to do.
Well, it's working. It's working because you have a light, and it's, you know how like people can have certain people that they look up to and yada, yada, yada. And it's like, for me, you are like the holy grail of the woman that people, you know, captivate to. It's not like you're some, mm-hmm. you're, because I know, I remember you did a live stream and people were thinking that you weren't real and everything. You jumped on and you shared your heart. You said you were, you know, without makeup and everything like that. So I genuinely love your realness. How do you get to that place of just staying yourself? I know that you spoke on that, but just staying humble. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you don't have to prove anything to anybody, but you wanted to reassure people that you were legit in what you do.
Yeah, it's so crazy. You know, the amazing thing about social media and online and internet and everything is it's a blessing. It's a blessing because we're connected to so many people in so many ways that we never would have possibly been. I'm here in Tampa, Florida, and without the internet, I would be limited to Tampa, Florida. And then I'm an introvert, so I would be really limited because I wouldn't be getting out. And so to be able to connect with so many people, this online space is so full of coaches. It's so full of empowerment and ministries and women who are, you know, encouraging each other and speakers and authors. It's so congested. And so a lot of times people can't tell the real from the fake. They can't tell the people who are doing it just for the money or doing it because it's their calling. They can't tell the difference from people who have been doing it a long time and people who are just doing it because they think it's a good idea versus a God idea. And so I had to go live. I had to get on there because people will inbox me and, hey, I just want to make sure you're real first before I tell you my story or before I ask. And I'm like, what is it that makes people think that I'm not a human being? Like, they're not thinking, they're not saying real as in, you know, honest or transparent or authentic. They're saying, like, can I touch you? Can I poke you? Like, are you going to take my credit card and I'll never get my stuff type of real? And it's because so many people have been burned and hurt and scammed and lied to and, you know, mistreated and misguided, and it's just really sad. And I have to just stay humble because I realize that at the end of the day, to whom much is given, much is required. And God has given me a platform, and I don't take it for granted. It could be taken away at any moment. And so I don't take any interviews like this or speaking engagements or new members or clients. I don't take anybody for granted. I don't take a like for granted. I don't take a share for granted. I don't take a comment for granted. You know, I'm very engaged with my community. I'm talking to them. I'm commenting with them. I'm liking what they're saying, not just them liking me. And so it's just important for anybody to know that if you're going to be in a place of influence and impacting lives, that you really got to be engaged and you have to be there for people because people have truly been hurt. we hear of church hurt. Well, guess what? There's online hurt now. And so people have been hurt and people are not trusting. They are not trusting. And it makes it hard for coaches like me who want to help so many people. And I'm here to help and I'm available to help, but they're hesitant and they're fearful and they're doubting. And, you know, that barrier, I'm hoping that over time, you know, through my live streams, through, you know, meeting people in person will help to break through that barrier, and that other coaches out there will also help to chip away at that wall that people have up, because it's blocking their blessings and it's blocking their breakthroughs. And we all collectively have to work together to bring that wall down so that more women can be transformed.
That's beautiful. The major question that I got for this interview is, how do people sign up with VIP days just exclusively for you to come down, or how does that work?
So I offer a couple things. You know, I have Clutter-Free Society where they get access to classes. They get access to weekly empowerment sessions. We do 2 monthly Q&A calls. They get access to master classes that I host throughout the year. And if they're an annual member, they get access to my master class vault, which has around 80 classes. I was like, when I was uploading it all in there, I'm like, oh, my God, I've been teaching my behind all for years. There's 80 classes in the master class vault. So they get all of that stuff. And then there's my VIP clients who I work with on a month-to-month basis, women just that want to take it to the next level, say, hey, you know, I want to talk to you more often, at least 2 or 3 times a month. I want to be able to email you and, you know, ask you questions and share with you. So I have VIP clients. And then I just have my one-off clients, people that just book a session here or there. They book clarity sessions. We work on specific challenges, and we get them to their breakthrough point. I do offer VIP days, and basically it's just a half a day, 4 to 6 hours maximum of, you know, in-depth, in-person life coaching where we're in a hotel and we're in a suite and we're doing the work. You know, they're literally doing the work, the mental work, the spiritual work, the physical work. We're talking about their goals and their dreams and their purpose. We're mapping out, you know, their year and what are the action steps that they have to take. How are we going to hold you accountable? What are the challenges that you're facing? What do you need to let go of and heal from? So it's just a full-on one-day or a half-a-day experience. The reason I do a half-a-day is because it can be a lot. And, you know, I don't want someone to, you know, be in that state all day long. So we do go through the clutter-free process, and then we, you know, plan and we talk about, like I said, their goals, their dreams. So we go from the rough and positive, empowering things, and they leave with a plan of action. So I work with women at different levels because everybody's at a different level, and everyone's not ready to even talk to me, which is why I released the Clutter-Free Classroom, which is just one section of Clutter-Free Society for people who don't want to talk to me. They don't want to be a part of the community. They don't, you know, want the classes. They just want weekly empowerment, weekly teachings. And so I opened up that classroom recently for that purpose, because I know that there's different people at different levels, but what I believe is everybody should have access to what they need to get the results that they want.
I really vibe with that, and I love your truth. And everything that surrounded it. You've really put me in the mind of Ayana Van Zandt, just because she doesn't play. She's direct, she's
That's
forward,
right.
She's not afraid to tell you how it is. And, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not on Facebook all the time, but if I pop on your page, it's always something relevant, either to something I've been going through in my past or in my present. And it's like you always are on point. How do you do that?
I'm just being mean. That's just kind of who God created me to be honest. That's just kind of how I am, a say-it-how-it-is type of person. I like people to be that way and direct and real with me. I love being relevant. I think there's enough stuff out there that's not relevant, that's floating on. It's noise. It's distraction. So I like to just keep it real, keep it raw, keep it relevant, talk about things that resonate with women. And the thing about it is, if you just be who you are, like, you know, we're coaches and we're just being who we are, there's people assigned to us. There's people who are going to love the realness and the raw and the truth and how you give it to them straight, you know. It's so funny because everybody's like, oh, I love the video. It's so straight to the point. And it just, I laugh because, like, the first 3 people who viewed it said the same thing. And everything about me is going to get straight to the point because I don't feel like we need to be dancing around issues. I think we need to get right into it. And that's just who I am. It's how my mom is. It's how my sister, my cousins, my dad, like, I really, it's in my bloodline. It's in my DNA. And but I think God created us all differently. There's a lot of other people who are more passive, more soft-spoken, you know, and more sensitive, and they are needed as well. I just believe that the people who are divinely assigned to me need, you know, my aggression, my passion, my strength, my power. They need that confidence. They need that push that's going to get them to where they need to be. And women have out of their mouth thanked me for being that way with them because it's helped them. You know, I'm not going to beat you up, but I'm going to beat you up, you know, and it's all in love.
Exactly. You have a full life. You have four beautiful kids. You're a life coach. How do you balance all that?
You know, I don't believe in balance, to be honest. I know it's a goal that we all have, especially as women. You know, I just want to live a more balanced life. And I don't know any person today that can actually say they live a balanced life. I believe it becomes an ongoing goal for me to seek balance. So I just got to a point where I was like, you know what? Especially as a single mom of four, I was teaching full time, running my life coaching business on the side, trying to have a love life, and trying to stay healthy and go to the gym and doing things to, you know, get my finances. And I had so much going on. I was always seeking balance but never could find it. And then I said to myself, this isn't about balance. This is really about prioritizing. So I teach my clients to ditch balance, quit thinking about it, quit talking about it, quit seeking it, and start prioritizing your time, start prioritizing your life. And that's what I did, and that's how I'm able to, quote, unquote, get balance, is that if it's not on the calendar, it doesn't exist. If it's not relevant, it doesn't happen. I love to say no because I'm not going to, you know, commit to things that are just out of alignment with who I am or what I stand for or what I'm trying to do. And I'm not trying to be everywhere and on every scene. I'm not trying to be everybody's friend or liked by everybody. And so when I started dealing with those truths, I realized that it's about making me a priority. It's about making my family a priority or my business a priority. And sometimes those things are not all a priority at the same time. Like my daughter right now is cleaning out the garage because before this interview, I decided I'm going to turn my, you know, I got up this morning, I'm like, I'm going to turn the garage into a gym because I'm tired of having the gym equipment on the back patio and inside, you know, the house and the living room. And I have different things, different places I like to work out. So I said, I'm going to turn the garage into a gym. So my daughter and I are in there. And she's helping, and then, you know, I said, hey, I got an interview, I got to go, I got business to do. And so I'm in here with you right now, and then when I'm done with you, guess what, I have stuff that I'm donating, books and clothes and shoes. I'm going to go drop those off to my friends in ministry, you know, pick my twins up from school. So it's about just prioritizing what needs to get done. Today's all about decluttering my house, getting all this stuff out, getting my little gym put together, and doing what I have to do. But tomorrow may be totally about business. I may put my phone on, you know, do not disturb, and grind all day long, talking to the new members of Clutter Free Society, taking pre-orders for my book, working with my clients. You know what I mean? So I don't feel guilty about that. I'm not going to be like, oh, the kids, you know, they haven't seen me all day. I don't feel guilty about things like that because they know what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And then there's days where I'm like, hey, I can't take any calls. The kids and I, we're binge watching, you know, season one of some show, and that's all we're doing. And so I really encourage people to stop trying to balance their life out and just start prioritizing what's important to you now, what's important for you to get done and accomplished today, this week, this month, and start looking at how you can structure and organize your time in that manner. You'll feel, I believe that progress is the best motivation. And the reason that so many people are unmotivated is they're not making progress. The reason that they're not making progress is because they're trying to balance it all out. And so they're basically doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this and a little bit of that and barely getting anything done and seeing things from start to finish. I believe in seeing things from start to finish. That only happens when you prioritize.
This
in
is,
my mind.
This is correct. No, I'm with you because
and it's work
I know
for my
I am,
clients. It's work for them. Mm-hmm.
I've been feeding off a thought that you've inserted into my mind about 3 years ago, how important it is to journal. Write your thoughts down, release it, and pray and leave it. Don't take it back. And that's been working for me, and I'm grateful for that. Can you share with us where can we purchase your book?
So the book, absolutely. So let me just say this about journaling. Journaling is very powerful, and the book actually was birthed out of questions that I journal and ask myself. Then I started to use them in my coaching process and having my clients answer those questions. And then when I do classes in Clutter Free Society, I'm like, okay, ladies. So it's all about questions for me. And that's what life coaching is about. If you have a coach that doesn't ask you questions, then you're not getting coached. Because coaching is about questioning and asking questions that are going to, you know, thought-provoking and get you to get to that answer that you're looking for. And so in all of that, I started to jot down questions, and I said, you know what, I'm going to make a journal. I'm going to create my own journal. So Clutter to Clarity was supposed to be a journal, and then it just turned into something else. And so people can get Clutter to Clarity at helpingotherstransform.com. That's my website, helpingotherstransform.com, and they can get access to pre-ordering Clutter to Clarity, which is going to come with my Clutter to Clarity boot camp. It's a four-week boot camp. They'll get that instant access to the downloads. They can download the audios. They're anywhere from an hour to 2 hours long, and they're talking on some very specific life coaching topics and things that women have to really deal with in order to shift from clutter to clarity fully in all areas of their life. So I'm giving that away as a temporary bonus for those who pre-order the book. So helpingotherstransform.com is where they can grab it.
That's beautiful. I know that earlier you said, okay, you created your clutter-free classroom for women that does not want to engage at that moment with you. But what if a woman is in the other turning point? She's ready, but she's on the fence because she's not ready to fully divulge everything that she's going through. How would you talk to her on making sure that she's feeling all right about moving forward to clarity?
Yeah, so what I tell people is, you know, one thing that's also different about me is I'm not that coach that's like, did you download it? Did you listen? Did you do the homework? Did you? I do weekly empowerment sessions. I'm going to over-deliver. And so you may feel like that's a lot, you know. People who join the Clutter-Free Classroom get instant access to 40 empowerment sessions already, boom. They become a member, they already have access to the classroom, and sitting in there is 40. I don't expect you to go download all 40 or to listen to them all at once. What I tell people is this is not a race, and we're not in a rush. You know, go at your own pace. Let things flow for you. I do teach my clients and the ladies in the community about power hours, where every day we commit an hour towards personal development, whether it's reading, prayer, meditation, journaling, working out. It could be listening to a download or watching a video or listening to a SoundCloud audio, but an hour a day where they're working on filling themselves back up, and then we do stacking. So they may be listening while they're exercising. Or they may be working on their own book. They may take that hour to work on their own book, which is sometimes therapy for us or inspiring for us. So I tell people, don't feel rushed. Don't put pressure or, you know, create overwhelm for yourself. The information is there. The encouragement is there. The empowerment is there. Dive in when you are ready, you know. And because in Clutter-Free Society at the higher levels we have the community that you can post in the group. Women are posting their wins, their celebrations, their challenges, their fears, and people engage. But it's the people who are engaging when they want to engage, how they want to engage. So there's no right or wrong way to do this. We just do it when we're ready. We do it. I don't care how you do it, how often you do it, but just do it. So that way when you're ready, it's there. I've had women tell me, you know, for the first 2 weeks, I didn't even listen to any audios and I felt bad. But once I got in there, I, you know, was inspired or, you know, I was watching everybody in the group, but I didn't say anything. And now that I'm posting, you know, I feel so much more confident and motivated. So I believe in divine timing and just letting people feel their way through it. As long as they're there, I know that they're going to get something out of it. So I would say
yes,
do it without fear and just give yourself permission to get access to what you need and just know it's there.
And ladies, it truly works because it developed in my life. I'm pretty sure if y'all know me, I'm a procrastinator, but I've been getting stuff done, and I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that you have taken out this time to share your heart with us, and you are always welcome. Our doors are always open to you. You can lead us out with final words. We have 30 seconds.
Thank you. Ladies, seek clarity, be confident, and have courage. That's the key to success, happiness, and peace.
Thank you, Ms. Angel Richards. Be sure to pre-order her book on helpingotherstransform.com and follow her all on her social media at Hot Coaching. Be blessed. And thank you once again, Ms. Richards. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.